most of the recording is that of Dr. Cosmo Lang, the late Archbishop of Canterbury. This is his second communication, and he came through after his first communication had been played back to the Church's Fellowship for Psychical Study at their conference in London in September 1960. And he answers, in this particular recording, he answers some questions they raise. This was recorded on the 1st of October 1960, the sitters being Mr. S.G. Woods and Mrs. B. Green of 11 Elm Road, Worthing, Sussex, England, medium Mr. Leslie Flint.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, sir. Well, God bless you, my friends.
Hello.
Hello. Flying here.
Yes,
oh. As a matter of fact, the various reasons why I have come on this occasion. Firstly, you should probably are aware I have been very closely linked recently with you.
Yeah.
And I was at your meetings when you gathered together with the members of the Church's Fellowship.
Yeah.
And I realized only too well the reaction was being felt in certain quarters in regard to my talk which you played on that occasion. I have nothing to take back. In fact, I have much more to say on this. Still, and you always, I'm sure, remain most interested, most active in regard to the welfare of the Church. And not only the Church of England, but the churches throughout the world that proclaim the teachings the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. But there are many points that I would raise in regard to the Church's work, particularly do I feel the need in the Church to proclaim more fully and more detailed this great truth, which is the basis of all religions, the realization of knowledge, life beyond the grave, for without it, all religions, all churches must fail in their task. We know only too well of many peoples who are themselves by faith Christians, believers, and they perhaps do not feel the need for the evidence which we can give. And often because the erroneous teachings in the past are inclined to look down upon what you could term today spiritualism as such. And if they do admit the possibility of communication, are inclined to think it is the work of the devil. We need to give them the realization of God's will and purpose in permitting communication. We want them to understand, and properly understood and applied, this fact can bring all religions together in peace and tranquility. And we should break down the barriers that separate men throughout the world. We should unite them in peace and brotherhood, while politicians wrangle and creeds separate. This truth, when understood, when realized to its fullest possibility, could save man from destruction. Your world is in great need. That is the reason why I and others come to you, and particularly at this time, to the members of the church, to plead that you shall open your ears, you shall open your eyes, universal truth that affects all men. We are appalled at the condition of your world. You have suffered in your world through man's foolishness and ignorance and greed and intolerance too long. And I know spiritual truth and the revelation that we shall bring will save you. That and nothing else but that. Until man has found spiritual wisdom through knowledge, there can be no hope for the world. And that is why I and others are so insistent that you shall find through experience that faith that is waning in your world, and particularly in the church. This foundation which centuries ago was given on the resurrection. For Christ said, I go to meet my Father, and where I am, ye shall be also. Did he not also turn to the thief on the cross and say, for today thou shalt be with me in paradise? He did not refer to tomorrow or centuries hence. He said today. All men survive death, irrespective of what they themselves may have been by character, good or bad. And is there any man so good, or any man so vile or so low, that he shall not have the opportunity of gradual progression into the higher spheres? There is no such thing as perfection. man who survives finds there is always room for further knowledge, further experience, further development. And that is what makes eternal life. If one were to reach the apex, nothing left to discover, nothing more to do, because you had already done it. No new fields to conquer, no new experiences to experience. There could be no eternity. We cannot understand what eternity really means. But we must remember there is no such thing as time. Time is but an illusion in man's mind. We are timeless and ageless, and we go on, always gaining greater knowledge through greater opportunity, and in consequence greater service one to the other. We are in a condition of life where brotherhood truly exists, and we cast from ourselves all the foolishness of the earth, and we forget our squabbles and our pettiness and our greed and our avarice, and we endeavor to serve truly one to the other. We live in a state of change, gradual though it may be, but ultimate development towards greater height. Your world is the training ground. You have been given bodies to inhabit, but through them you might experience many things. You have been given opportunities to overcome. Many fail, indeed all fail, for no man can hope to achieve all things in the brief span upon earth. Man's history proves that he does not change so very much. And why is this? Surely it is because he has not a true foundation. He has ignored the realities, race, strength, many years and experiences for the wrong things. He seeks the things of the flesh and not of the spirit. There must be balance, and there is no one in your world that is balanced. All seek the things of the earth, forgetting that they are, by their very nature, eternal within themselves, and that the things they most strive for are the things which in themselves are least desired. For what do you bring here when you leave the earth? Not your wealth, not your property, not your position, not your title, but only that which you yourself have become by experience. You are no more and no less than what you have made yourself by your experiences day by day. How you have given out rather than what you have received. For he who gives is blessed. It is much greater to consider those less fortunate and to sacrifice for them than to receive much yourself and raise yourself in a material sense to a height from which you must come tumbling down when death takes place. We see the follies and the foibles of your life. We see the pathetic strivings for these things, which within yourselves you know full well are useless to you, when the time shall come to depart from the world. How many people with wealth and position are happy people? How many are healthy in mind and in body, and less in spirit? It has been said, those who have least have most spirit, for this is true. And those who come to you from spirit to do this work among you are most humble in themselves. And I assure you that the more one progresses spiritually, the more one realizes that one must be most humble. When I look into your world and I see, as I do, members of our church in high places, well-meaning and sincere though they well may be, are afraid to change, are afraid the changes will affect their position, their power. It is an old, old story in the history of the world, not only of the church, but in many senses. So many who start simply and sincerely seeking to do God's will among his children, as they are raised up materially, are they cast down spiritually, and lower their knowledge and experience. They are often barren within themselves. It has been said, instead by our Lord Jesus Christ, that unless you become his little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. How true that is. How true that is. For what is the kingdom of heaven but a state of mind? We are no more we have become by experience. You must remember, there are many who are of the opinion in your world, because of their high place and position, because they are leaders of the world, they must be firm, unwavering. Their word must be accepted. And they have shut the doors on knowledge, on truth, on revelation. That which happened 2,000 years ago is happening now. Christ said he should return. If I were to say to you he has never left, there would be some who would not quite understand my remark, and some perhaps who would even consider it blasphemous. What do we mean by this remark? This statement. Simple truth is, man is spirit. That the power of spirit is such that it can make itself felt and known in many places, even at the same time, among many peoples. The time itself means nothing to it. It is beyond time and space. It can express itself in many ways. And to those who will receive the power and the love of Christ is there. Not in shape or in form, if you understand it, but in spirit and in truth. And to those who understand and accept Christ in the fullest sense, nourishes within themselves, and they can give forth the word of Christ. They can be, as it were, vessels of the Holy Spirit. They can be the instruments, the mediums, if you like, though it is an unpopular word among many. So many are afraid of the word medium and what it implies. Many people do not like to think that they are the instrument of somebody else, that if it is something to be ashamed of. But surely, if we are truly brothers, we are all instruments, God's will, and through our service done one to the other, when our minds are open to receive, we should receive the truth and the Spirit. For Christ understood these things when on earth. That is the reason why he was in himself, so far removed from the men of his time. And why today he is not really understood even among those who accept him and praise him. They do not really know. Very few really know Christ. They do. They assume that they know him. They assume that they are doing his work among his people. And there are many people who confuse issues. Unconsciously, no doubt. They do charitable work. They are kindly in themselves, considerate to others. They go out of their way to do many things, often to their own disadvantage. They do not necessarily know Christ. The whole point is, my friends, that you could only know Christ truly when you understand the truth of spirit and communication. Communication is a reality that people, even those who profess to know about communication between our world and yours, often are very ignorant of the fundamental truth of it. The mind of the spirit, if I can so term it, is such that it is fluidic, it flows, and those who would receive it must tune into it by their very lives and their actions. And when they are truly vessels of the Holy Spirit, then shall they stand up in the church and proclaim it, and they shall indeed be partakers of the Holy Spirit. Remember your Bible. Remember what it says, that he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. Are you ever conscious of the nearness of those angels? Do you ever listen to their voice? And I do not refer here in the physical sense to the voice. I refer to the spiritual consciousness and awareness, remembering that you are the receiver of inspiration of the Spirit. Then again, remember by the gifts. Gifts of prophecy. Gifts of tongues. Gifts of healing. All these gifts are gifts of the Spirit. And you can go forth and heal the sick. You can see or prophesy future. But we must not confuse this when we refer to the future in the material sense. It is true that we can and do often in regard to individuals on your side. See a little further here. But it is not really in that sense that I wish to speak.
Or groups or governments,
There's more fear today than at any other time in man's history. And man, in his ignorance and foolishness, because of fear, is building his own destruction. And what can we do to save the world? And I say to you, there's only one way which the world can be safe, and that is by the realization that love overcometh all things. Those who have gone before you are concerned for you, each one. But we come back to your world, endeavoring to break down the barriers of foolishness and ignorance over the centuries, and we knock at your door, hoping and praying that you will open just a little, that we may enter therein and save you from yourselves. That is why I come back, why I speak as I do, and I'm not afeard in what I say, because I speak truth, and those who listen to my voice, wherever they may be, in whatever their position, if they are honest to themselves, and admit it, that the salvation of the world is in the realization that only in love, and in the realization that death is not the end, that the earth world is but the school in which you learn your destiny, so essential for the greater outer world yet to come. When you realize that communication is a fact, that death does not destroy, when you realize that we are all brothers, varying in degree, yet nevertheless, all brothers, that it is our task, and it is God's will, that we should work together in love and in harmony. Put ourselves in the background, forget self, forget pomp and ceremony, forget ritual, and sincerely open our hearts. Truth and live it in our lives. Then shall peace come among the peoples of the earth. Then shall truth hold sway, and death shall be destroyed. This is our task, my friends. Help us to help you. Forget yourself and serve God, remembering that we are one in spirit and in truth. May God be with you, as I know he will. May you go forth in strength together and in love and in service.
Dr. Lang, can you hold on a minute?
I'll try, child.
Were you with us the other night on Thursday evening?
Yes, child.
Well, you know there was a controversy over your voice.
There will always be controversy, unfortunately.
Only they made a rather stupid remark, in our opinion, that because you were theologically trained at Oxford, that some of your words were not correct. You mentioned the word strutters, and they held on to that, which is rather silly, you thought. And they wanted us to ask you about it.
The answer to that is simplicity itself. You must remember that all sound is created artificially. You in your world, using your human natural body, vibrating the atmosphere, should do your own vocal using your own vocal organs, coupled with your background and education, create what you term your voice peculiar to yourself. What constitutes an ordinary voice in itself, after all, is only conveying the thoughts of the individual. When I or others come and speak to you, you must remember that we are speaking via an artificially reproduced voice box. In other words, we are transmitting our thoughts. That which you hear is being transmitted in a state artificially. Personally, I do not think it matters whether one's voice is identical. Personally, I doubt very much if anyone coming from the side can identically reproduce their voice. After all, what is a voice? A reproduction of thought by sound waves. Don't forget, my friends, that we who are outside your world, no longer having the same physical body, no longer able to speak to you in a normal sense as you understand it, transmitting thought as we do. We are the power of an instrument or medium. It can hardly be expected to reproduce identically or even remember what the sound of our voice would have been like. Time itself robs us of many things, but what it does not rob us of is truth. For we gain greater truth and knowledge by experience. And we are in a position to present you with truth if you receive it. Do not be affected by the small things which so often people deliberately point out to try to destroy because they are feared and afraid. After all, it does not in a sense really matter whether my voice is the voice that I had when on earth or not. In any case, my voice, like many other voices, no doubt changed from age to age. My voice in my latter years of life was not like my voice when I was 20. And also, the change of word in itself here and there is a little important. It does not even matter whether it is I or if it was some other soul that comes, providing the message is the message of good. People confuse issues. Often things are brought up to try to destroy because they are feared and afraid. I speak to you as I am. Remember this, and not as I was. Remember that I have changed. Thank God I have. And I am proud to be able to say, pride within my nature, which it is not, that I have changed. My thoughts are not the thoughts that I once had in many respects. So what matters it if my voice be not the same? To those who doubt, I say, the time shall surely come when you shall believe. But it is better if you believe while you are yet on earth, for then you can do much that is good, than to wait until you come here. For many are they who look back and wish that they had known truth when on earth. How different their lives would have been, how different their actions, how much more could they have served their fellow man and God in consequence. To all my friends, wherever you may be, and you are all my friends, even those who will not accept or cannot accept, I say my blessings upon you. Go forward, search well, and know that I and others like me can't announce his service to you. Have your mind spoken? Bid it receive. Let us plant the seed of love and goodwill and service among men together. My peace be with you.
Bless you, Doctor.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Missy.